You are listening to Live with Thrive, an interactive conversation with host Stephanie Hale of Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Stephanie will be showcasing nonprofit agencies and business leaders that help support the community through Thrive, as well as discussing upcoming events and local news. Catch the Live with Thrive show every second Tuesday of the month on KHII Active Radio, 88.9 Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 Ruidoso.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Guess who this is? It's Stephanie Hale with Thrive in Southern New Mexico. And hey, guess what? You're listening to Live with Thrive. I'm so excited to be here with you this month. I've got a lot of information to share, and I have a very special guest and a special friend of mine, and we will get to that here in just a little bit. So, Live with Thrive, you can listen to us every second Tuesday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on your radio dial. Hey, I was looking through here because I haven't been here since last month, and I'm looking through all the songs, and I'm so excited to talk about one of the artists that I see on one of these hot button keys, because this artist is coming to Alamogordo to do a benefit concert for Thrive in Southern New Mexico. I'm so excited. Mr. Jeff Carson, a Nashville recording artist, and he had a huge slew of hits in the best decade of country music ever, which was the 90s. Yes, yes, I know you're all shaking your head, nodding. Yes, you're right, Steph, you're right. That was the best decade ever. Jeff Carson, he will be here on March 5th of 2022. And the concert will be at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. And tickets will go on sale, on December 1st of this year. The ticket prices range from $25 to $45. And there's also, we're very, very blessed to have Mr. Carson volunteer to do a meet and greet at Patrons Hall. So tickets will also go on sale on December 1st, and that will be pre-show. So probably about 5-6 o'clock. We haven't narrowed down that time yet, but we'll have a meet and greet. There's very limited tickets for that. Those tickets are $50 a piece. But then again, if you want to go just to the show, those ticket prices range again $25, $35, and $45, depending on where you want to sit in the Flickinger. And I believe the show will start at 7 p.m. again, Flickinger Center for Performing Arts in Alamogordo. For those of you in Ruidoso, come on down and see us with Mr. Carson doing this amazing benefit show for us. Couple other things I want to talk about before we get into our guest for the day is this Thursday, the 14th of what is this, October? Yes, it is. October 14th, this Thursday, we will be in Ruidoso having the business after hours, or sponsoring the business after hours. We're having a meet and greet with the Ruidoso Valley Chamber of Commerce from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And if for those of you listening on KEDU in Ruidoso, please come on by and meet us and learn about what it is that Thrive in Southern New Mexico does for your community. We are moving our services into Lincoln County this year, and we're very excited. We're getting a lot of support, and we hope to be able to help the nonprofits in Lincoln County. That includes Carrizozo, Ruidoso, and so forth, Ruidoso Downs. We're very excited about that. So let's see, what else do I have on my list here? We are still in the middle of our 2022. I'm sorry. These numbers, this 2020 thing just confuses me. We are in the year 2021. We are finishing up our campaign for 2021, and that ends on December 31st. Now, we are, I'm happy to say, at 66% of our $425,000 goal. It's so exciting. Last year, you know, we went, our goal was $400,000. We hit $401,000. We were so thrilled. I'm sure you saw me running up and down 10th Street celebrating. I hope to do it again this year. We will know come December where we are, but if you are interested in donating to your favorite charity, please contact Thrive. If you're a business and you would like to have a workplace campaign and allow your employees to donate through a payroll deduction, we make it very easy. I can explain all of that to you. Again, contact Thrive. You can reach us at 575-437-8400. You can also stop by our office here in Alamogordo at 1601 10th Street. But yeah, let's help these local nonprofits. Every dollar, every penny helps. You don't have to give a huge donation. If you only can do a couple of bucks, you know, we'll take it and we will get it to the right place. You know, all of these dollars collected help so much. And you won't believe how much a few bucks will grow into that $425,000 that we're working towards. So come on by and see us or give us a call. I mentioned that Jeff Carson's tickets go on sale on December 1st. And the concert, again, is March 5th. I do also want to mention, for those of you that know of a nonprofit that is seeking to apply for grant funding, that Thrive in Southern New Mexico has their funding application opening next Monday. That's October 18th. And those applications are going to be available on the Thrive in Southern New Mexico website. It is letsthrivenm.org. And again, that funding application for any nonprofit who is looking to add a little funding to help with their services in our communities, please go to letsthrivenm.org come Monday the 18th and get that application, fill it out, provide all of the information that it requests, and get those turned in, I believe, the first week of January. January 7th is when they are due. We are very excited to, you know, wrap up our 21 campaign and start our 22 campaign. It's never ending. It's never ending. We never get a break. But we also want to continue helping all of our lovely nonprofits that help all of our friends and neighbors here. So I'm going to play a little something real quick before we get started with our special guest. And let me see if I can find it. I thought I had it here. Here we go. Here we go. Listen to this.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
And he is on the road again. Thursday, Bob will be broadcasting live and local for Thrive in Southern New Mexico meet and greet at the Ruidoso Valley Chamber of Commerce. Come out and find out more about Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Thursday at 5 p.m. Bob's live and local coverage will start around 4:30 p.m. Our live and local coverage is presented by Thrive in Southern New Mexico.
I have to tell you that I need to talk to John Hurt so we can find a little theme song for us. Because when we started, I jump right in and I'm like, okay, it's Stephanie with Live with Thrive, da 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 da. And I'm just like wanting it some fantastic boom, 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 you know, instead of me sitting here going ding, 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 ding. So, John, if you're listening, I know you will be here in a little bit, but please find us a great theme song for our show. Okay, I'm so excited. Let's get started with our wonderful guest. Let me make sure your mic's on there, Missy. Today, folks, one of my dear friends and one of our staples in our community, even, Miss Denise Guerra of the Otero County Clerk's Office. Hello.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Let me see if...
having me here.
There we go.
You know, I sit here and I look at you and you're such an amazing person. You're so happy and, you know, we miss you there at the office.
Oh, I miss you guys too.
Thrive is blessed to have you, let me tell you. And like Stephanie said, I am Denise Guerra, the Chief Deputy Clerk of the Otero County Clerk's Office, former county clerk. And again, thank you for having me here today.
Oh, thank you so much for agreeing to be here. Mike just walked in to make sure I didn't break anything. So I appreciate that, Mike. I was worried you weren't going to be here because I'm like, oh, where's he at? So let's just dive right in, Miss Denise. First, I want to talk about how you got started in the clerk's office. You've been there since Otero County became a county, right? You and Robin both. And Lynn, I have pictures of you all from like the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Robin and I, and as I told you, you know, Robin's sick today, or yeah, she would have been here with us.
Bless her heart.
So I miss her, and I pray that she feels better. But yeah, so I started in 84. Robin started in 85. So we've been there, almost 37 years.
Keeping us all in check. We appreciate that.
Keeping the county in check. But I certainly have had stepping stones from being just a part-timer as a deputy clerk, chief elections coordinator. I went up to chief deputy, and then I ran for county clerk. And then Robin ran. And she made me her chief deputy again. So, yeah, so we've been there quite a while.
Well, we appreciate it. I mean, I think it's great that, and I know this firsthand because, as some of you listening may know, that I used to work in the clerk's office with these lovely folks. And I know that it's so great to have people that really know what's going on. I mean, you can't just learn it overnight. And so, it's good that you guys have been there for as long as you have, and keeping up with so many changes, because things change all the time from the state level, even federal level in some cases, and they just keep, you know, you guys keep everything in track and keeping us honest. And the reason, folks, I invited the Denise and Robin here today, and of course, like Denise said, Robin's not here, but I want to, you know, we have an election coming up. I want to make sure that everyone is aware of what to do, because it affects all of us. It affects nonprofits. It affects education. It affects everything in our community. So I thought it would be important to have Denise here to discuss what you can do if you have never registered, or if you need, and how to vote, where to go, and all of that good stuff. So thank you for talking about your start in the clerk's office. And so now you are currently the chief deputy.
Yes, I'm chief deputy clerk.
And Robin is the
county clerk.
The county clerk. So yes. If everyone is knows that, I'm sure you do, because they flip back and forth, y'all.
They
flip flop. But we love that. So talk to us about our what the clerk's office does in general, for those that may not know.
Okay, so the county clerk's office, we record documents pertaining to property, you know, your mortgage, your deeds, any transfers on your property. That's a big area in our clerk's office. Another big area is the elections. So we run the elections from schools, city. Now we have the regular local election, which it's going to be held November 2nd.
Which is fairly new, right?
Yes, that is new. In 2018, there was a law that passed. And the big reason for this law was because in different years, we had the school election on one year and then the municipality elections on another year. Well, the turnout wasn't great. So they passed this legislation for the regular local election in hoping that it will get a bigger turnout.
Sure.
So the first local election was in 2019, and we had a 14% turnout in that election. So, you know,
that's
still
14% of all registered voters.
Yes. In Otero County.
Uh huh.
For the municipalities and the school districts.
Yeah.
Okay. So still, you know, it was still low turnout. Our office did everything that we could to get the word out about the election. Still, you know, there was not a lot of participation. So, and then in the, and I did bring some numbers for the general. Also in 2020, there was a 64% turnout.
That's amazing.
And right. And then now with the regular local election that started October 5th for early voting, we've had 102 early voters. Okay. We've had 244 ballots sent out and 8 ballots returned.
Okay.
So, you know, we have 16 voting convenience centers, 2 mail ballot precincts. We have, you know, we make it convenient for the voters to get out and vote.
Sure.
But like I said, there's not a big turnout, so I don't know what else we can do.
Right.
You know,
we can just pound it in everyone's brain that, listen, get out there and vote. And it, because it affects everyone. If you can't physically make it to one of these 16 convenience centers, which are placed all over the county, all over, all the way from Chaparral to Timberon to Mescalero, Alamogordo, and there's multiple places, right?
Yes, 16 voting convenience centers.
And if you can't do that, then request one to be mailed, and you won't even have to leave your house. But
that's right. You can vote in the comfort of your own home.
It's,
you know, just
so
call
important.
Our office or go to nmvote.org and fill out the information to request an absentee ballot. You can do it that way. Now we have secured ballot boxes placed throughout Otero County, well, in Tularosa, Cloudcroft, and at the county clerk's office, and it makes it convenient so they don't have to go to the post office. They fill out their ballot and they go and drop it in one of these secured ballot boxes. Or on election day, because they have till election day at 7 o'clock to return their ballot, they can go to one of the VCCs and drop it there in a secured ballot box.
And a VCC, folks, is Voting Convenience Center.
Yes.
I remembered that.
So October 5th, we started early voting at the administration office. Which
where
is
it usually is.
Yes, located at 1101 New York. And we'll have that through October 30th. So at the administration, it's from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And then this Saturday, we start at the fairgrounds, and that's from 10 to 6.
Okay.
Okay, and that's Tuesday through Saturday.
And anyone that's registered in Otero County, regardless of their party affiliation, can vote early.
That is correct, because this is a nonpartisan election. Mm-hmm. And it's regardless of where they live. It, you know, a long time ago, it used to be where your district was or your precinct that you had to go to that polling place. Now with these voting convenience centers, they can vote anywhere in Otero County. Let's say they were in Cloudcroft one day visiting on election day. They can go vote there at the voting convenience center there.
Mm-hmm. Instead of voting closer to their home.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
So again, like I said, so this Saturday it starts at the fairgrounds and also mobile voting, which starts in Tularosa. Mm-hmm. And that's from 10 to 6 there at the Tularosa Public Safety Facility. Then we'll have it on the next Saturday, the 23rd, in Cloudcroft, the mobile voting. That's from 10 to 6 at the Cloudcroft Council Chambers.
Well, that's great. That's, again, in addition to the administration office on New York Avenue, that is still until the 30th.
That is correct.
Okay. And then on November 2nd, which is Election Day, is that right?
That is
the
correct.
The 2nd? Uh-huh. Then where can folks go to vote that day?
So at any of the 16 voting convenience centers, you can go to our website, and we have a list of all the locations that they can vote at. Here in Alamogordo, it would be at the Sergeant Willie Estrada Memorial Civic Center, Tay's Special Events Center, the Fairgrounds, or in Tularosa at the Tularosa Public Safety Facility Courtroom. Then we also have a location there in Chaparral, and there's also early voting in Chaparral beginning on the 29th through the 30th.
Okay,
that's a Friday through Saturday from 10 to 6. And I also want to mention the End of the Mountain Gods. We have early voting there beginning the 27th through the 29th from 10 to 6. So if one of you are up there gambling, you know, you can vote from the 27th through the 29th. Okay, so back to our voting convenience centers. In La Luz, we have one at the La Luz Elementary School, Mescalero Community Center, up there in Cloudcroft at the Council Chambers, James Canyon Fire Station, Mayhill Community Center, Weed Fire Station, Pinon Fire Station, Timberon Lodge, Bowles Acres Fire Station, Burrow Flats Fire Station, Hyrolls Fire Station. So, see, Otero County.
That just pretty much covers the entire county.
It does. It does. And, you know, there's no reason why someone shouldn't be out there voting.
Right.
It's very important. As you said earlier, you know, it affects our, you know, with the schools, you know, our children and our grandchildren, the decisions there made by the school board members.
Yeah.
You know, our mayor, our trustees, our city commission making decisions for our municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind, you know, when you have an argument about something, did you vote? Did you go and vote? Did you have your voice heard out there?
Yeah.
It's very important.
Like I said at the beginning, you know, it affects all of us, which is why we're glad you are here explaining all of this. So if somebody wants to go back, they heard Cloudcroft or they heard James Canyon, where can they go to get a list of all of those?
So they can go to our website, co.otero.nm.us, or just call our office. We'll mail you a flyer. On that flyer, it lists all the locations.
Yeah.
We put something in the newspaper, the proclamation lists all the locations. It lists the candidates that are running. And also, you can get a sample ballot by going to nmvote.org. You put in your name and birth date, and you can print out your own personal sample ballot. That way you're prepared when you go to vote at an early voting site or on election day on November 2nd. You already know who you're going to vote for. So please take the time to do that and go get to print out a sample ballot and be ready and prepared when you go to vote.
Thank you for sharing that information. That's so important. Again, folks, if you are out and about driving and you can't write that down, just go and Google Otero County, New Mexico, because there is one in Colorado, and look for the clerk's office, co.otero.nm.us, and you can get all of that information, the candidates, where to vote, and so forth. So, thank you, Denise, for sharing that. We are going to take a quick break real quick, and we're going to come back and talk more with Denise about how they have been coping with COVID and any adjustments that they've made. So give me just one moment and let's find this wonderful, hey, look who I just found, Mr. Jeff Carson, who's coming March 5th.
Boy, I'd love to have that car, I whispered to my dad. I've always heard a Mustang flies. We could fix it up and make it new again. All it needs is just a little time. Daddy's hardly ever home since Mama passed away. He's always working overtime. I know that he cannot afford to buy that car, even though he'd love to make it mine. It's not the car that I'm needing, just a chance to be with him. Know that once these days roll past us, they will never come again. So little time, and we spend way too much apart. There would always be a part of us together in that car. Finally let go of that dream, the time we could have shared. It was a distant memory. Until last fall a call came saying Dad was gone. Could I come quick? He left a note for me. buried Dad right next to Mom up on Crowley's Ridge. There I said my last goodbye. I opened up the note and found a set of keys. Here's your car, son. I hope it flies. It's not the car that you're needing. There is no chance to be with you. I hope you understand I always did the best that I could do. So little time, we spent way too much apart. And there will always be part of us together in that car. There will always be a part of us together in that car.
That was Jeff Carson, The Car. I'm so excited. I get giddy just listening to him because he is coming here, folks, to Alamogordo to support Thrive in Southern New Mexico and all of our local nonprofits. I'm so excited. So welcome back to Live with Thrive. And my guest today is Denise Guerra, the, remind me,
Chief Deputy.
I was going to say the county clerk, which you have been, yes, as we discussed earlier. And we are talking about elections because there is an election coming up. Early voting is going on right now, but election day this year is November 2nd,
That's
which
correct.
Is right around the corner. So during the break, Denise and I were just chit-chatting about how COVID has really, you know, it's affected all of us and the whole world shut down. Did you all shut down when everything shut down? Like, did you close your office?
We did. We shut the office down, but we still had employees there because, you know, we still have to continue to record documents,
sure,
that are electronic.
That was going to be my next question. Like, what did you guys do? How, I mean.
So there was electronic recording coming through that, uh-huh, we processed, or we went by appointment for people to come in to bring in their recordings, or if, you know, we also in our office do marriage license. We issue marriage licenses, and we would make appointments for the couples to come in. We wouldn't allow anyone out of Otero County to purchase a marriage license.
Sure.
You know, because there was a lot of people, let's say, from El Paso, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm, other places that knew New Mexico was issuing licenses. Oh, let's go there.
Right.
No, we only allowed Otero County residents to come to our office to purchase a marriage license, and by appointment only, like I said. So, yeah, it's been pretty tough, you know.
Sure.
But now that everything's been open, we still are following CDC guidelines,
right,
especially at the polling locations. You know, that's real important.
How is that looking? So if somebody comes in, I know last year, was it last year during elections, that they were so good, they would come by and wipe the pins down. Everybody was wearing a mask there at the, and I usually vote at the fairgrounds because I live right around the corner here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they were just really good about that. Now, that's when we still had such strict mandates.
Yes. So we had to educate our election officials,
sure,
on what was required of them at the polling locations to follow the CDC guidelines. And as you know, the 6 feet, wiping things, the booths down. There, we used popsicle sticks and Q-tips for the person to sign the signature pads at the ballot on demand systems.
Who came up with that? That's
right.
That's pretty creative.
Well, it was the committee with the county clerk's administration. You,
uh-huh,
know that. You know, we all got together with the Secretary of State and to see what we can do to make it
so you could continue to do
the elections. Yes, because I mean, it doesn't stop. So let's see what we can do. You know, here, but you know, we put the shields up to protect the election officials. Also, We had gloves. Everything that we could possibly have, the PPE supplies we had there at the polling locations for them. We hired an extra person to wipe down everything. And
I want to know, this is a very important question, but I want to know who ate all of the popsicles.
Right.
For the popsicle sticks.
That's funny. Or clean their ears with the Q-tips.
Right, right. That's disgusting. No, but that's really creative and conforming to what the guidelines were at the time. So that's really good to know. I mean, I witnessed it, and I'm sure the ones of you that went out and voted witnessed it as well. So that's great. Now this year, because everything's open, do you still have those kind of same guidelines in place at the polling locations?
Yes, because of the mandates, the state mandate, we still have to follow the CDC guidelines.
Okay.
So, you know, we're having to set up. That was an additional thing that we had to do with everything else that the staff has to do. You know, we had to have all this PPE stuff.
Eating popsicles.
And but we do it. You know, as you know, our office follows the law.
Yep.
And
to the T.
Transparent and all that. So we're going to do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. During the pandemic, I know the clerk's office is responsible for recording all county commission meetings and processing all of that. During the pandemic, were there commission meetings still being held, and how did that go? Were they virtual, or did they meet in person? Do you recall?
They did have the meetings still. They didn't allow too many people in the room. But there was a couple of meetings that our staff that takes the minutes, they did it virtual.
Yeah.
But that was just a couple of meetings. Other than that, you know, they were there at the county commission meeting room, but there wasn't that many people in there. So,
yeah.
Yes, everything was okay with that.
You know, we've been very fortunate not to have a really terrible overflowing of positive COVID cases. I mean, yeah, when we were in the yellow, green, red, turquoise, purple, orange, whatever thing that we did, you know, there was a time when I thought we were never going to get out of the red. But it's good that, you know, we're such a small community compared to other parts of the state. So we're just very fortunate that we didn't have like this mega outbreak here, like some of the larger cities, obviously. So that's really great for us. And I'm glad that we're open back up and can attempt to get back to business as normal. And I think we're doing a great job.
I think we are too.
I mean, there's events going on throughout the communities. And so that's really cool. Now, I have a really important question. I didn't put that on my little list, but every year the clerk's office is so good about dressing up for Halloween. And I remember, folks, when I worked for the Otero County Clerk's Office, I think we were emojis the one year I was in the office.
Yes, yes.
And I know that they've been extremely diligent in doing some sort of theme. I know, and they're always in the newspaper about it so everybody can see. And I remember several years ago, Wizard of Oz was phenomenal.
Oh, yes.
I know, I'm trying to remember what you guys did. Did you do one last year? Maybe not because of COVID, but maybe 2019 before COVID impacted us all.
I can't remember what we were, but I'm sure we were something. The girls, they always come up with something.
And they're so creative, those girls.
Oh, it's so much fun.
And boys now.
Yeah, boys and girls.
Chris and Kurt.
But yeah, it's fun, and they haven't talked about it yet, but I'm sure
it's right around the corner.
I know, but we always come up with something. So,
and it's hard during election when there's an election going on too. But oh my gosh, people would come in just to see them. I remember just to see what they're dressed up like, and it was pretty cool.
It's fun, yeah, it's really fun.
So, what else? So we talked about the upcoming election, and I know that you guys your staff, bless them, getting prepared for the elections is such a task. They have to go to trainings in Albuquerque or Santa Fe to learn anything new that's come down from the state and the Secretary of State. And then they have to come down here. And poor Selena, man, she works her tail off going around the county and making sure everything's set up and ready to go. And how's that going this year?
So far, so good. You know, as you said, Selena, boy, she works hard out there.
She does.
She's setting up those ballot on demand center. You know, she's our elections coordinator. So she's making sure everything's going, following the law. I mean, having the staff work hard.
Yeah.
Getting ballot boxes ready, certification of the voting machines. And we want to invite anybody that would like to see how the voting machines work, how they process the ballots, how, you know, they tally the ballots, to come to one of our certifications. And the date for that will be on our website. Please come out. We invite you to our election trainings. You know, it's very important that we have
that is really great that you're inviting anyone that wants to know, especially in this day and age right now with so much in the news in the last couple of years. I'm not going to get into it, but I mean, it's really important for folks to know that you can come and see for yourself how transparent all of this is.
Yes, we want to invite Otero County, the candidates, you know, anybody, to come and see how the process works, you know, because there's a lot of people that they hear, like you said, through the news that
yeah.
the machines do this or they don't do that. We invite you to come and see how the machines work, how they tally the votes, how the whole process of the absentee ballots coming through. You know, we're, like she said, we're very transparent. We have processes. We want to invite you to all this so you can see for yourself how it works.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. And I know, do you have people that take advantage of that and come and see for themselves? I mean, do you have a lot of...
We had a few candidates that came to this last certification uh-huh. of the machines for the early and absentee machines. I want to say it's next week that we do the Election Day machines. I'm not for sure what day it is.
But it's on your website.
It's on our website. The letters were sent out to the candidates, so I'm hoping that they will take time to come and see how the process is.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, not just the candidates, anybody. Anybody is welcome to come.
If your grandma wants to go and see how it works, or your Uncle Joe.
Yeah, anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah, and like I said, to the election trainings. The election working trainings is on the website also. Come see what the election officials do on election day. You know, those election officials are so important.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for them, Steph, wow, there wouldn't be an election.
I know.
They work hard. You know, they follow us as far as being transparent, making sure those ballots are issued to the voter. And, you know, there's laws that they have to follow, too. You know, New Mexico is a closed primary state, so they mm-hmm. can't ask for voter ID.
You right.
know, the voter can show the voter information card.
That's important to state.
Which we really ask the voters to do is to be prepared with their voter information card. That way they just hand it to the election
right.
officials. They scan the barcode that's on that voter information card. Their information is picked up and they're issued the ballot. And they go vote it, and then they put it into the tabulator.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those election officials, boy, they're very important to our
office. And, you know, not only these folks that are out there for, you know, 4 weeks prior to election day doing early voting, I mean, those are long days. And then not to mention election day itself, which is a 12-hour day.
Yes.
I mean, polls open at 7.
7 to 7.
Yes. 7 to 7. Close at 7. I mean, all over the stinking county, she said there's 16 locations. That is a long day. And bless these poll workers and election officials that go through the training. And a lot of them come back and do it every year so they know, and they just learn any new things that they may need to know, right? But you
yes.
have a lot of people that do it every year, and they enjoy that.
They enjoy it. They see their friends and
yeah.
family and...
Oh, yeah. And that's really great that you have a lot of repeaters, if you will. You,
right.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I try to go and help. I know a lot of folks in the community will see me running all over the place on election day because Denise and Robin send me everywhere on election day when I can. So I'm always happy to help and continue helping our community because, again, these elections affect all of us. Regardless of what it is, it affects all of us.
That's correct.
And, yeah.
And another thing I want to point out, sure, too, that changed is, you know, the books closed to register to vote. They closed 28 days before an election, which was October 5th.
Is that 28 days before the early early voting?
Before election day.
Okay.
So that was October 5th to register to vote.
Last week.
But yep. Now we have what is called same-day registration.
Okay.
And that's just during early voting. So a person that's not registered right now can come into our office and we can process their voter registration so they can go vote early or on election day.
Wow.
But keep in mind, that's just during early voting.
It can't happen on election day.
Hopefully in 2022, it will be on election day at every polling location. But for right now, it's just
that's
early
huge.
Voting. Yes. So that's a change also.
That is a huge change because I know just from experience when you get folks that maybe hadn't voted in 20 years, or maybe they are registered somewhere else and they've moved here and they don't know the rules of, oh, well, they're going to, Otero County Clerk's Office is going to have my information from California or, you know, things like that. That's great that they can go and register and still be able to participate. And I'll bet that the percentage of voters goes up that way.
Yes, and that's just up until October 30th, that Saturday.
Right.
Okay, during early voting. But yeah, and you brought up a point too. You know, if you don't know that you're registered or not, please go to nmvote.org to check your voter registration. If not, you know, come into the office right now and we can process a voter registration for you.
Up until October 30th.
Up until October 30th.
Not on election day. It's only for early voting.
Right.
We can't say it enough.
Right. Not election day, just now until October 30th.
Yes.
At
yes.
any early voting site.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Or not any voting site. I'm sorry, just in the county clerk's office.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. And then if you go and you're not sure where the clerk's office is and you go to an early voting location, they will be able to assist you on how to get registered by going to the clerk's office.
That's
they'll
correct.
Tell you how to get there. They'll help you get to where you need to go to register before the 30th.
Yes.
So, well, Miss Denise, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I just want to
folks, she came in with like a briefcase full of information.
We have a lot of information, like our flyers that show all the locations. Robin and I are going to go out through Otero County tomorrow and place these flyers and super sample ballots.
Oh, wow.
You know, in Tularosa, Cloudcroft, Chaparral. We have yard signs out there. We're just trying everything we can to get
sure.
the word out. And I want to also stress the staff in our office, how amazing they are. They work so hard. And, you know, with all this preparation, and if it wasn't for them, you know, what would we do?
Yeah.
So my hat off to them. They're amazing.
And I'd like to add to that, you know, election, even early voting and election day, they don't start the day before, the week before. It's months of preparation.
That's right.
I mean, as soon as this one's over, they're going to start getting ready for the next one.
In 2022, yes.
You know, so I can't believe it's almost
the primary
22.
In general.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah, I encourage the voters of Otero County to get out there and vote. You know, like I said earlier, the school board members makes decisions for our children and our grandchildren.
Yeah.
The mayor, city commission, and trustees make decisions for our municipalities. Get out and make your voice heard. Vote, vote, vote. This is a very important election. And please give the county clerk's office a call at 437-4942 if you have any questions. We're there to assist you. We're, you know, you all are our bosses and we're there for you. So you call us
yeah.
for anything that you need.
Thank you. Yes, thank ma'am. You so much for mm-hmm. sharing all that. It's such important information. And again, folks, if you're wondering why Thrive in Southern New Mexico is talking about elections, because it affects all of us. And just like last month when we were talking to Dr. Moore of Alamogordo Public Schools, you know, all of this, all of these things in our community affects us in some way. It affects our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our friends, our family. So we want to continue to spread the good news of what this community is doing. And right now, that is, again, early voting is going on right now. And Election Day this year is November 2nd. Please go and vote. Vote. It's so important to vote. Very you have important. A voice, whether yes. you think you do or not. I know growing up, I always thought, or not growing up, but maybe in my early 20s, why should I vote? My vote doesn't count, but it does. It does. So please go out and vote. If you have questions, call the clerk's office again, that number, Denise?
437-4942.
437-4942, folks. That is the way to get any information. You can go on their website, Google Otero County, New Mexico. Clerk's office is going to have so much information on candidates and who's running, what seat, this and that and the other. So please, and even if you're, we talked about, if you are not registered or you're not sure if you're registered, you can go to the Secretary of State's website, or what was the
nmvote.org.
nmvote.org. You can call the clerk's office, and they will help you out.
Yeah, and if there's a candidate on your ballot that you're not sure of, you know, what their platform is, give us a call. We can give you their contact information so you can give them a call.
For sure. That's very helpful, too. So I want to thank you again for being my
yes,
guest today.
And, my honor.
I appreciate you so much. I look up to you. You're a friend. You've been a mentor. And I love you and Robin to death.
Thank you. We love you, too.
Not to get all mushy or anything, but I really love them, guys. I really do. We hope Robin gets better and hope to see her out and about soon. So we're going to take one last break before the hour is up. And it looks like my buddy Mike put one of my favorite songs on here. And again, this is our lovely Mr. Jeff Carson, who is coming March 5th to Alamogordo for a benefit concert benefiting Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Tickets go on sale December 1st. The ticket prices range, again, from $25, $35, and $45. There's also going to be a meet and greet with Mr. Carson as well. But listen, this is one of my favorite songs. He won an award for this too, y'all. So check it out. Not On Your Love.
We both said some things we don't really mean. Sometimes love can be like that, and right now they hurt, but they're only words. They're nothing we can't take back. But every time we don't see eye to eye, you worry I might say goodbye. Not on your love, not in this life. Could I ever leave? I wouldn't think twice of letting you go. By now you should know I need you too much. Not on your love, no way in this world could I ever live without you, girl. When times get tough, I'm not enough, not on your love. When we started out, we made a vow not to sleep till we settled the fight. And there have been times we've seen the sun rise, But it always worked out all right. Even in the darkest hour before dawn, I never thought of moving on. Not on your love, not in this life, could I ever leave? I wouldn't think twice of letting you go. By now you should know I need you too much. Not on your love, no way in this world could I ever live without you, girl. When times get tough, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up, not on your love.
Y'all, that was Jeff Carson, who's coming to Alamogordo March 5th. That was one of his number ones from 1996, I believe. And I'm so excited that he is doing a benefit show for Thrive in Southern New Mexico, March 5th. Again, tickets go on sale December 1st. The show will be at the Flickinger Center. We're doing a meet and greet with Mr. Carson at Patrons Hall prior to his concert. And those tickets will also go on sale on December 1st. Hey, if you're a business and you're listening right now and you're like, hey, that sounds great. Maybe I want to buy some tickets for my employees or something. If you want to be a sponsor of this concert, you contact me ASAP at Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Give me a call, 575-437-8400, because sponsors will actually get some free tickets and some free meet and greet tickets. Thank you. I totally lost my train of thought because I'm sitting here thinking Jeff Carson. I'm so excited. We're so blessed to have him coming to town. He also did this amazing little blurb for us, which is so great. Mike put it together for us, and you got to check him out. He's even excited about coming to Alamogordo. Check this out.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeff. Hey, Saturday, March 5th, I'm going to be in New Mexico. That's right. It's an annual fundraising event put on at the Flickinger Center. It's in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Please come on by if you're in that area, Saturday, March 5th. And it's a fundraiser for Thrive, great organization. They do this once a year event. I've been blessed enough to be asked to be a part of it. Again, it's Saturday, March 5th at the Flickinger Center. We'll see y'all there.
Thrive in Southern New Mexico proudly presents country artist Jeff Carson coming to the Flickinger Center, March 5th, 2022.
Yeah, baby. Jeff Carson. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, you guys. So that's going to be it for us today. I want to thank Denise Guerra of the Otero County Clerk's Office once again for being my special guest today. Lots of great information about the upcoming election. And again, folks, this affects all of us. So get out there and vote. I will be back with you next month, second Tuesday of the month, November. And again, if you're going to be in Rio Doso this Thursday, come by and meet us at the Rio Doso Valley Chamber of Commerce, 5 to 7. And until next month, you all have a wonderful, wonderful month.
You've been listening to the Live with Thrive show with your host, Stephanie Hale of Thrive in Southern New Mexico. Catch the Live with Thrive show the second Tuesday of each month on KHII Active Radio, 88.9 Plowcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 Ruidoso.